All you truckers and truckers' wives and everybody in the trucking industry, maybe it was an accident or maybe you did it on purpose, but you found Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy and this is
Tyler.
Hey Tyler, before we get started, you got something to say to these people?
Of course, we got to tell them how to find us. Hey, head over to TalkCDL.com, the official website for Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. There you can find all of our social links, such as our link to iTunes and Google Play. But especially, head over to Facebook.com/TalkCDL and hit that like button. We got a great show ahead of us, so let's get to it.
All right, whatever.
Whatever.
All right. Well, look.
How is your week going?
So this is how we're starting the show.
I think this is how we're starting.
So my week. Hey, screw that. Look, let's just talk about what we came to talk about. CBs and pileups. Okay. I mean, Tyler, I'm honestly and truly, I'm up to my ears mad. I mean, I am furious about these drivers What drivers do we talk about on the show? Truckers.
I'm just wondering, you know, what specific kind of truckers are you furious about?
Truckers with no CBs. Ah. Or truckers with their CBs turned off. You know, whatever. I mean, let's start out. Okay, first off, you've heard about the recent pileups, right?
Yeah.
Here we are, yeah. December of 2016. Okay. And we know there was a big one up in Michigan, right? Isn't that where it was? The one was Michigan.
Yeah, I think there was one in Michigan. Yep.
Michigan. And then within a week, there was a huge pileup on the Pennsylvania-Ohio border on, I don't know if it was on 80 or whatever, but
90.
So that was on 90 also. Yep. The Michigan one was on 90 and the Pennsylvania one was on 90.
I guess.
Is that correct?
That's what I just read. Yep.
Well, I mean, 90 runs through both. I didn't know. I thought for some reason it was on, but it's here nor there. The bottom line with it is we've got truck drivers that are not turning their CB on. And this is so dangerous. I'm going to tell you what I'm becoming a big advocate for this, Tyler. And so have you. We've been on this, doing this show now for over a year. We had our anniversary. We got over 200 episodes. And if you go back and listen to all 200 and some episodes, I will guarantee you there's probably 30 or 40 episodes where we mention, turn your damn CB on. Turn your damn CB on. Don't be stupid. I don't care if you're sick. I was on Trucker's Wall of Shame and we were talking about it on there not too long ago. And you got some drivers in there going, hey man, you need to put that CB on and it's going to save your life. And then you got all these other guys out there and most of them are the new generation. I mean, I'm going to be honest. We had Ron on the show. And he's a new generation trucker. Love him. He's a good friend. But he's big on not using his CB. And, you know, I've been on his case for how long? Hey, why aren't you using your CB? Well, I don't like to hear the language on there. It's a bunch of BS on it. Y'all can adjust your CB. I'm going to tell you can adjust your CB, Tyler, by you turn your volume up and you turn your squelch back. That way, all you're hearing is maybe 2 to 5 miles tops. You don't have to be, you know, out 15 miles or whatever your CB puts out. You just stay within a couple of miles. But what the importance of it is, and we're going to talk about that through the show. The importance of that CB that nothing else can do for you is it can save you from something that happened 30 seconds up ahead. You understand what I mean, Tyler?
100%. Well, yeah. I mean, you can't just sit there and no weather station, okay, nothing, no AM station,
no
nothing's
app.
No app, no weather app. Now, the CB app can, but we'll get the CB app.
Tyler, we can get into that app thing right now. Yeah. Okay, okay, an app would work if everybody was using an app,
but only one
out of 10 million people might be using an app.
See, the app, no, there's that's what's, I guess, maybe there's some confusion there. your CB apps is not an app only for the people that have that app. It's a CB app that's running on the same frequency as normal CBs. It's picking up the same exact information as channel 19, channel, whatever channel you're on. The CB radio app is going to listen to the same exact stuff. Now, if it is a CB app that's like internal, where it's maybe, you know, anybody who downloaded that app is the only people who can hear it, that's no bueno. You don't want to be using that because you probably know truckers on that. They're either on a CB or they're using the legitimate CB app. And an app that you can trust to actually listen to a CB, I can put in the show notes. But what I would rather is for you to, you know, buy a CB and use that. So
and just so everybody knows out there listening, all you truckers, the CB app that Tyler's talking about is really basically linked to a CB. It still takes the CB to really do this thing. And the reason I said nothing saves you like 30 seconds up ahead like a CB, I'm gonna tell you what it sounds like. This is what you'll hear on the CB. Everybody out of the hammer lane. Everybody out of the hammer lane. That's how quick it happens. Everybody, there's a gator in the hammer lane. There's a gator. Hey, somebody just wiped out. They're sticking out on the road. Hey, watch it. Coming around a turn here, there's a cop sticking out in the road. Somebody's broke down. Somebody's broke down in the passing lane. All that's, hey, I was, Tyler, coming into Chicago one time. I was outside of Gary, Indiana. All of a sudden, somebody comes on the CB. They go, hey, somebody just lost their tandems. I mean, literally 5 seconds up ahead of me, there's a set of tandems in the middle of right on the skyway, right? Or right on 90 there coming into Chicago. And you had to get out of that lane or you were going to wipe out. And I'm telling you, there's no app. There's no nothing else that's going to warn you. Like somebody saying, hey, everybody, back it down, back it down, back it down. Tyler, what about that Cheyenne wreck in April of 2015? That is the perfect example. You and I, we posted that several times on TalkCDL.com. And we sat there, you and I, timing truckers coming into it. Now, everybody was doing like 30, 40 mile an hour. And they were sometimes upwards of 2 minutes till they would even come into the pile and then totally slide into it and wreck. And that means 5 miles back is about where they were at. And they never heard the calling. They never heard the warning. Or they would have been able to pull over miles before this accident. And it's disgusting. It's actually outrageous. Go ahead.
It will at some point. Okay, if you're a, you know, lifetime trucker, 10-year trucker, 5-year trucker, if you are a trucker that's going to drive in the wintertime, the summertime, no matter what season, if you have a CB on, okay, for that whole duration, I guarantee at some point in your trucking career, that CB is going to save your life or someone else's. There's just no way around that. It's just,
Tyler, here's what else I'd like to say. If you're a trucking company, okay, first off, if you're a trucking company, you need to download this segment of Talk CDL. If Talk CDL has never been that important to you, if you listen to it nonchalantly and you're part of a trucking company, we know a lot of trucking companies listen to us. This is one of those episodes you want to download and you want to play it in your orientation. Bring Tyler and myself. I can't even say Tyler. Bring Tyler and myself into your orientation every week and play this episode of Talk CDL, the trucker show, all about CBs and pileups. Okay. Because let me tell you something. If you're not warning your drivers, and Tyler, I really believe a lot of people are, and I think more people are starting to realize that losing the CB, okay, to a lot of social media is really affecting trucking and the crazy accidents that are happening out there. And if I was a trucking company in orientation, I would stress to those drivers many things. And one of them would be, drivers, you better have your CB on at all time when you're moving in that vehicle, because that's going to help you, okay, prevent a last minute smash. Because Tyler, let's be honest with each other. Those pileups are not little tiny bumps. If you watch the videos, you can go on CDL Life, you can go on Trucker's Wall of Shame, you can go on all the social media with all the trucking stuff, and you can see some of these videos. These guys are walking through the carnage. It looks like a junkyard right there on the interstate. I mean, it's crazy insane. People, the one guy that he literally walked up to this cab and he goes, I filmed a guy crawling out of this truck. Tyler, it looked like just a mangled piece of metal. And so it's not like they're just having little bumps. And if I was a trucking company, I would want to relay this to my guys and gals in orientation. What do you think?
Yeah, it's like when you go to any like hunter safety or like bow course, they always show that stupid guy that had his hand in front of the bow when it was drawn and it shows the arrow through his hand. It should be the same thing. If you're going to a trucking school or an orientation or anything like that, it should have the, you know, the wall full of accidents and pileups and the do's and don'ts, you know. It's just... it kind of blows my mind that that's not something that, I mean, maybe there is. And if you are a trucking company and you have this in your orientation, we'd love to hear about it because I think you deserve to be talked about in, you know, a high respect in the fact that you do care about your trucker's safety.
Yeah. And that you respected yourself to bring a top quality show like Talk CDL.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, but now look, and if you're a newbie driver, and this is really my message to you guys out there listening to us, do not get caught up in the BS of these new guys saying, oh, I don't use, I'm not kidding you, man. I've talked to Rick Ham over there at National Carriers and different directors of recruiting. And they tell me most of these guys, these younger guys, Tyler, don't even own a CB now, let alone not use it. They're not even putting it in their truck because they claim that there's a bunch of BS. I'm going to tell you, Tyler, before the cell phone came along, okay, before social media came along and these guys were surfing on Facebook and talking to their wives and their buddies going down the road on their cell phone, they all had their CB on and the CB was more entertainment to them. Now that they've got a cell phone and other things going on, they're not using that CB and they're wrecking. Tyler, I'm telling you, I want to get the statistics after another year or so of how many more pileups there are in the last, say, 3-4 years than there was in the previous probably 10 years.
Hey, Troy, let's take a pause for a second and thank our sponsor, Mercer Transportation, an awesome flatbed owner-operator company. You can show your support to the show by heading over to mercertown.com or talkcdl.com and click on the banner.
Yeah, drivers, if you're looking to drive and lease on to one of the best owner-operator companies in the United States, I'm telling you, Mercer Transportation is where it's at. These people are sincere. They're genuine. We've talked to them several times ourselves, and they are the real deal. Check them out and let us know how you like them.
Yeah, I would say, and what's interesting is, you know, you mentioned Ron earlier, and I hate to bring him up again.
Yeah, bring Ron up, man. He's our boy.
You know, he's not even a young guy. He's not one of those new truckers that are also like a young guy. He is a guy who is older and came into the trucking industry, and he's old-fashioned in himself. Like, he's an old-fashioned kind of guy, like, you know.
But he's a new trucker.
So I think that's important to note because it shows that even the older guys who don't have these like what's funny about him in his case too is he doesn't even have like a smartphone, I don't think, you know. But you know, so like, what else are you doing in your truck, Ron? You know, things like this, like turn your CB on, man. You know, so I don't know how many other truckers are in this case, you know, coming new to the industry, older or not. I'm guessing if you're a younger guy, most likely you have a smartphone and you're definitely all over that kind of stuff. I don't think Ron's doing that, but you know, I think that's crazy. And another thing for you guys who do think that the phone apps are your best choice, even though you can still listen to Channel 19 everything, one thing you can't think about, okay, or you might not think about is your signal, okay? A CB radio does not use the same towers that your phone's using, and the only way your phone can pick up the CB radios is by bouncing off the towers, okay, that it can locate. If you lose signal on your phone, you're now losing CB. A CB radio, it's not doing that, okay? It's got an antenna, it's bouncing off different towers, it's using wavelengths, it's a totally different thing, okay? So a CB radio is your best choice, and it's going to save your life.
You know, Tyler, and I was watching some of the video of the crash in Pennsylvania. There's a guy, he's walking through the carnage, and he's filming it, and all of a sudden, a car comes shooting right into the middle of the pack, right? But then maybe 30 seconds later, he goes, oh no, it's another semi, it's another semi, right? And you can hear the semi coming into the pile, crunch, crunch, crash, crash. And just like Cheyenne, you can constantly get so much education off that Cheyenne wreck because there was a couple of people just standing there inside the road filming it. And these truckers would come into that pile some of them would come in there at 30, 40, 50 mile an hour. And you could tell that they had no idea there was a pileup, and because they're just coming straight down the road. And all of a sudden they realize, oh no, I've got stopped carnage in front of me. And they just go right through it like it's nothing. Therefore, it's one. And look, I'm telling you, the reason for this little episode that we're doing is so much to educate these guys to get their CB. You know, it's so funny that cheap little CB actually saves lives. Just being able to communicate, to the other pack. Go ahead, Tyler. It looks like you're jumping out of your skin.
Well, two things popped in my mind right there. Number one is I can actually play this video real quick and just for the audio purposes, you know, for people to kind of hear this.
Go ahead, play.
The second thing real quick before I play that video is if you think CBs are expensive, you mentioned that cheap little CB. Don't buy your CB from a truck stop if you think it's expensive. Look at which ones have the good reviews, ask around, then just order it from Amazon. It's going to be like a third the price because I hate to say it, but truck stops rip off truckers. They jack up the CB prices and like the walkies and everything up in there.
But you know what? When you go into a Pilot, they're really not that expensive. Dude, I was pricing them.
I bought one. I bought not a CB, but I was buying. I was standing in there the other day here in Minot, North Dakota. Now this could be because I'm in the middle of Minot, right?
Mm-hmm,
and we were going on a hunting trip, and I bought a walkie because I had no choice. So I was on the way out. It was the only place, right? Mm-hmm. I look it up afterwards on Amazon and it was $25. You know how much I spent at the Pilot?
How much?
$75. I felt so demoralized. But
what
I was
it? A walk? You could have taken it back. What was it? A walkie-talkie?
I already opened it up and everything. I was like 50 miles away. Yeah, it was an actual like walkie-talkies. We were going hunting, right? But, you know, I started looking up CVs and stuff. That's the only thing, you know, I just do your research as far as what's going to be best.
Tell you know what you should have done? You should have not went on Amazon.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have. I was curious. So let's try and play this real quick.
Go ahead, play it.
Let's see if we can. Let me know if you can hear it real quick.
Go ahead.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, it's loud.
How about that?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Watch the guy climb out of this seat.
Man, yeah, it's just pileups everywhere. And I'm going to share this. I mean, you can hear this in the podcast right now, but I'm going to share this over. It's going to be in the show notes, okay? So if you want to watch this video, just go to talkcdo.com and look up the CBs and pileups episode, and you can watch this video. But, man, it's just you got trucks everywhere. I mean, this is semis just hood ripped off. I mean, it's just nasty.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. You got... I guess this one doesn't really have that many people talking or nothing.
No, what you really should do is you should get you should put the Cheyenne clip in here because it's nothing but metal being crunched and crunched and crunched. And Tyler, let me just, while you're finding that, let me just tell you something, honestly. Now, you might have gotten ripped off on walkie-talkies, but honestly, those CBs are fairly cheap. Cobra 29s and then those Unitins, they are really not that expensive. If you think about this, even if you paid $80 to $120 bucks for a good CB, and that's a decent CB that you can get tuned and picked, my gosh, you spend more than that on a good dinner with your old lady. I mean, seriously, you know, a one-time fee for a decent CB that's going to save your life. I mean, you can't even really put a price on something like that. But my gosh, I mean, hey, Tyler, if I was back out on the road, one of the first things I would get before I'd get my bedding would be a CB. I would want to know what the hell's going on up there. You remember that crash there in Arkansas last year where there was like, I don't know, it was like a 30, 40 car pileup. And the one guy said, he said, I was going eastbound and I was just getting on the CB saying, hey man, back it down. There's their wrecking up ahead. He said, not one person came back to me on the CB. How crazy.
Yeah, I remember that actually. And I found the pile up here.
Is this Cheyenne?
This is Cheyenne. I just want to get it to the point where, oh, here we go. I'm going to pause this. This is the first truck coming in. Okay.
Now listen to the metal.
I'm going to try and turn it up. You tell me if it's too loud here, okay?
Go ahead, turn it up.
Oh.
That's the first truck. Now, this is kind of split up, so I'm going to skip here to the points where new trucks are coming in.
Yeah, because some of them are like 30 seconds to a minute long.
Here's the next one. That one's flying. hear that?
That's crazy.
This guy, this Trans-Am guy, actually, he got out of the way. He was good. This guy's flying. Oh, actually, he slowed down a little bit there. Oh, another one.
That goes through me.
Man, just getting hit after
just do
hit.
Just do one more wreck and we'll get back.
Well, yeah. There it was. Man, just crazy. Just insane. And you know, we haven't had one as bad as this pileup yet. I mean, this one we got so far is pretty bad. The ones that we've seen so far this winter of 16.
But well, this one here at the Pennsylvania, New York, or at Pennsylvania, Ohio border, I believe that one is 70 or 75 vehicles. I don't know how many people died. I know, I think in Michigan, at least three or four died in the one in Michigan last week. But honestly, this is uncalled for. It really, really is. And don't get me wrong, even with the CB, you can still have. But I remember seeing a couple of comments. People are going, this is how dumb some of them are. I could call truckers dumb. Okay, the ones that are saying this are dumbasses. Some of them are going, yeah, it was adverse weather that really did it. No, it wasn't. Okay, yeah, maybe one or two of you guys hitting each other. But if nobody has their CB on, look, let's just do the common sense math. If you tell me 5 miles up ahead is a pileup, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be stopped. I'm not going to go all the way up to the pileup. I mean, that's just stupidity. But without that CB on, you can't know. Go ahead, Tyler.
I just kind of can see it now. The trucker driving, he hears, oh, there's a pile up ahead. He can't see nothing. It's snowy. And he's just like, oh, I wonder where it's at. He just keeps driving. And as soon as he learns there's a pile up, he doesn't stop. But then again, see, you have to really think about that too, right? Because if you stop even 2 miles back, these other truckers that aren't, you know, involved in the pile up and they're behind you, you know, are they now going to hit you because they don't have their CB on?
Good point. I'm going to tell you something. You just made me realize one thing, Tyler. It is so dangerous right now to have to stop on an interstate where there's snow and ice, because a lot of truckers that cannot stop in that snow don't even have their damn CBs on and don't even know it. I'm telling you, man, it's just, I've interviewed these guys and they're all saying the same thing about the CB. And I really, I'm going to tell you what I really believe. I believe how many times have we seen they're out there surfing on their Facebook and then all other crap? I'm legitimately upset over this whole thing. So you're going to see us and in fact, Tyler, we're going to pin something. I'm going to get something up there on the page, and maybe you should even get something up on talkcdl.com about the use your CB. We ought to get a logo that says use your CB, because you've got to know what's up ahead. That's all I'm going to say on this. We wanted to do this as an episode to remind everybody, and it's not a funsy episode. This one is. This is a real deal. This stuff's really happening, and I'm telling you, it's not worth your life, and it's not worth taking somebody else's life. Tyler, you got anything else on this?
No, I just say, hey, guys, be safe out there, drive safe, and share this episode, okay? Because the more we can get this out there, it's not even about getting Talk CDL out there. It's about getting this message out there right now. Share this episode so people can hear, they can hear the sound of those trucks smashing. I mean, it's just, it's hurtful. This is other truckers' lives, and this is kids, this is families, there's a lot of people's lives at stake here. Okay, so please use a CB. Okay, and there'll be links in the show notes of some CBs you can get if you're too lazy to go into the pileup while you're gassing up and buy one. I'll leave some links in the description. You can look on Amazon or something.
Tyler, I've got a few final thoughts here for a second.
Go ahead.
The CB is part of your freaking job. I'm going to tell you that right now. As you're going down the road, you all know, as you were taught in trucking school, look in your mirrors every so many seconds, both sides, and be looking out as far as you can see, as far as you can see for any obstructions, anything that's in the road, yada, yada, yada. But also, it's an unwritten rule. That CB gives you the advantage, okay? It gives you the advantage to know what's around the turn. It gives you the advantage to know about the pileup or about the adverse weather conditions or about anything that's going on up ahead. Okay. There's an accident. You know how many times I use the CB, even Tyler, to get around a wreck. You know what I mean? Or if somebody said, oh, there's a backup, and I would use it and I'd get off of an exit and I'd go around the dang accident or maybe construction or whatever the case is. That's your advantage. Use that CB. It's to your advantage. You take your own advantage away. It's almost like if I was Popeye, I'd be without my spinach. Or, you know what I mean? That's really what it's like, Tyler. It's like you're losing your advantage by not having that. It's part of your job to be listening all the time for anything up ahead, to be safe. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. Other than that, you know, praise God.
Yeah. One thing popped in my mind when you said that. Think about all the other people that use the highways, use the roads. Cops, ambulance services, firefighters. How do all of them communicate while they're out on the job? Through CBs, actually, right? They have their own radios. Yeah, they communicate.
Two ways, yeah.
Yeah. So that is your version, okay? You are just, those streets are just as much as yours as they are the public servants around. Just please use your CB. Great words.
And Tyler, there is absolutely zero excuse for not using it. I don't care about your little sensitive girly ears. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't care that you're on the phone with your wife. I don't care that you don't want to hear somebody cursing on the CB or whatever the case is. That is your job, to be on that CB and to know. And like Tyler just said, realistically, we're all truckers. We're supposed to be communicating with each other. We're supposed to know. Maybe you don't want to talk to the Swift driver or the US Express driver, whoever it is. But guess what? It's all about communication out there. And just because somebody else ain't doing it doesn't mean everybody that's listening to us shouldn't start doing it, okay? It only takes one guy to say, okay, I'm going to do it, and then another guy, and then another guy, and another guy. I believe, Tyler, I really believe the CB can come back. I really think the CB can make a good comeback, especially if you trucking companies get yourself involved and start advocating to all your drivers and all you drivers' wives that are listening to the show. Get on your husbands about listening, and husbands, get on your wives. Everybody pick up that CB and listen. Remember, turn the squelch back and the volume all the way up, and you don't even really have to listen to nothing but, you know, a mile or two up ahead. But you got to have that warning. That's it. I'm being repetitive. I'm out. Tyler, let's cut this show out.
All right, guys. Drive safe, please. And ask any questions, comments, and raving, and everything you want to say in the comments below. Find us on Facebook.com/TalkCDL, TalkCDL.com, Google Play, and iTunes, guys. Drive safe once again. Get on those CDs.